The days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. Lent is a time when we meditate more profoundly, more than usual, on our salvation, on our sanctification, the purpose of our life. So on Ash Wednesday, we were reminded by the church that we are dust, to dust we return. Our time on this earth is limited, simply limited. We have to use it well. Yesterday, we learned that the commandments are the path to salvation. Before we turn back to dust, we have to observe the commandments so that we rule over creatures, we don't let them rule over us, and then we fulfill the purpose that our Lord gave us in our human nature. And then today, we hear of the necessity of fasting, of abstinence, of prayer, of mortification as a return to God by means of making our bodies subject to our souls and our souls subject to God, of bending our wills to obey God rather than ourselves. So we'll look today, just from a very practical point of view, at fasting, at abstinence, at mortification, and its role in Lent. We'll start with looking at one of the canons of the Code of Canon Law. Hopefully for all of you, this is just a simple review, and I'm sure it will be. Canon 1249 states that the divine law binds all the Christian faithful to do penance, each in his or her own way. In order for all to be united among themselves by some common observance of penance, however, penitential days are prescribed on which the Christian faithful devote themselves in a special way to prayer, perform works of piety and charity, and deny themselves by fulfilling their own obligations more faithfully and especially by observing fast and abstinence. Fasting is a reduction in the quantity of food that we eat. Namely, if you ask a canon lawyer, he'll tell you fasting means to eat one full meal a day, so eat once and you're full, and two other times you may eat, but they have to be smaller than a one full meal, so small that if you put them together, they're not as big as the one full meal. So eat three times a day, no eating between meals, and only one big meal. That's fasting. It should leave you feeling a little hungry. That's the point of fasting. Abstinence simply means abstaining from eating meat. Canon 1250 states that the penitential days and times in the Universal Church are every Friday of the whole year and the season of Lent. So by the way, here outside of Lent, every Friday is also a penitential day. In 1966, in the United States, the Conference of Bishops obtained from the Holy See permission for Catholics in the U.S. to substitute some other penitential or even charitable practice of their own choosing on Fridays instead of abstaining from meat. So in the United States, Fridays, too, are still a day of penance for the entire year. That penance can be done in many ways. Catholics can choose whatever they want to be their penitential practice or even their work of charity as long as they do something. What's the safest way to assure that we do at least something on Fridays? Well, abstain from meat. So it's still highly recommended. During Lent, however, abstinence from meat on Fridays is obligatory for all those who have turned 14 and there's no upper age limit. Fasting and abstinence is obligatory in just 2 days a year for all those between the ages of 18 and 59 on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. Okay, so that's the practical point of view. So we know when, how to fast, and now why. Why do we fast? You know, these are, does God really care? Does God want us to mortify ourselves and to suffer? Well, our Lord, all over the gospel, states what we heard in the quote of canon law. The divine law bids all Christians to do penance. Repent and believe in the gospel. You might have heard on Ash Wednesday, if you didn't hear, remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We have to do penance. And we must do penance, body and soul. It wasn't just the soul of Adam and Eve that sinned. It was the entire person of Adam and Eve that sinned, body and soul. So since all of man has sinned, body and soul, all of man must do penance. All of man must be mortified, body and soul. more reasons why we perform works of mortification, even bodily penance and mortification, fasting and abstinence. St. Francis de Sales, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, gives us the four principal fruits of fasting. These are: fasting fortifies the spirit. How? By mortifying the flesh and its sensuality. It raises the spirit to God, it fights concupiscence, and gives power to conquer and deaden its passions. In short, it disposes the heart to seek to please only God with great purity of heart. So fasting fortifies not the body, it fortifies the spirit by weakening the body, by mortifying the flesh and its sensuality. We can say, and we can rephrase this in one easy sentence to remember: it teaches our bodies to obey our souls. And that's the way it should be. Our bodies should be obedient to our souls and not the other way around. And then it raises our spirit to God and disposes our hearts to seek God and to please Him alone. So it makes our souls then obedient to God. Body obedient to soul, soul obedient to God, the way it should be. It's the purpose of penance to, in some way, at least try to reestablish that original order which our Lord established. All of man sinned, all of man must do penance. Body and soul offended God, body and soul must be subjected into obedience back to God. So lastly, now that we saw when, who, why, do we really have to practice fasting and abstinence? It's a question that hopefully you're not asking yourself, but somebody might ask you. Somebody might ask, why do you do it? Why should I do it? What's the reason? I can see the benefit in it, but do we really have to do it? Does our Lord care? Is He really going to punish us? Is it a sin? And the Church gives us an answer to that question. Back in 1967, the Holy See responded on the gravity of the moral obligation of the present laws concerning fasting and abstinence. The Church taught that it's always a venial sin without a reason to break fast the laws of fasting and abstinence. At least a venial sin, but it can be a grave sin. A grave sin is committed when a member of the faithful does not observe fasting or abstinence for a notable part of the penitential days of the Church. Either in quantity, this part has to be notable, either in the quantity of those days or in their quality. So if somebody chooses Good Friday to feast on, at McDonald's and all their, on all they have to offer, well, he would commit a grave sin because of the quality of that day. It's the day when we commemorate the death of our Lord on the cross. Or in quantity, if for a notable part of the year or of Lent, you don't observe penance on Fridays or abstinence Fridays, you commit a grave sin. So that obligation to do some penance or work of charity on Fridays during the year, abstinence on Fridays during Lent, or fasting and abstinence on Ash Wednesday must be observed under the pain of sin, venial sin or grave sin if we're really negligent in doing this. Why? Well, because we have to assure that we practice penance. It's a divine law that we, by means of penance, turn back to God with our whole persons, bodies and souls. So this Lent, motivated by love for our Lord, our bridegroom, whom for now has been taken away from us, so to speak. We await His return, being reunited to Him in heaven. Motivated by that love, hoping to see our Lord again in heaven, let's do penance and let's do it well. Always motivated by that charity, that love for our Lord, making our bodies obey our souls and our souls obey God, whom we should love above all things, in whom creatures should help us to serve, and we shouldn't be enslaved by them in any way. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.